Okay, so it was Erev Yontif, and I was just got to the mikveh. It was a little late in the afternoon, and this mikveh was very, very crowded. And, you know, I choose this mikveh because it has a lot of anemones. It's got the heated floors for the drip dry. It's got different pools, you know, Goldilocks. You get the temperature just right. And the real reason I go, and everyone goes, is for the kugel stand. You get to pre- and post-game the mikveh, which is really good. But I was in the mikveh, and I was looking around. You only look straight, of course. You don't look down. Look straight. And I see a lot of chassidim. This reminded me of a story I read a few years ago. It made a real powerful impact on me. Of a gentleman who was a tremendous girth. Actually, you know, I think I could even call him fat. You know, like they say, black people can say that. Call each other. So he was heavy. And this gentleman was on a plane. You know, the only worst thing than being a heavy person on a plane is just being the one sitting next to the heavy person. So this guy was on a plane, the one with tremendous girth, and it was his first time there. He was trying everything, trying all the contraptions, pushing all the buttons, making this just crazy. And about halfway through the flight, he realized there's one thing he didn't do yet. One thing he didn't try, and that was the blow-up vest. He's like, well, I can't leave this plane until I try on the blow-up vest. Now, he knows if he tries it in the regular seat, it's just going to be a no-go. Everyone's going to come running and complaining. As it was, they had enough with him. So he's like, okay, I'm going to go to the... He has to go to the bathroom anyways. So he's like, okay, I'm just going to go to the restroom. And, you know, while I'm sitting down over there, I'll just try on the vest. Great. Sits down, drops his pants, and pulls the cord, and it starts blowing up. And blowing up, and blowing up. Now, this guy realizes he's in big trouble because his arms are now blown up and he can't reach the button to stop the thing. And it's starting to choke him and it's starting to feel uncomfortable. And his mind is racing, how in the world can I get out of this? I'm so stuck. His pants are by his ankles. The vest is blowing up. I really read the story. And it wasn't fiction. He doesn't know what to do. So he realizes I got no choice. He starts banging on the door with his feet. Banging, banging, banging. And let's just say they say the stewardess that opened up for him needed a few years of therapy. But this is the state of the Jewish people every year. Shofar time. We're so stuck. We're so rooted in our lives. We can't move. We have no way out. We're trapped in judgment. And we have no way out just to give a kick on the door, to give a scream, give a shout, which is our shofar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shout out, I'm sorry. We shout out, you're our king. We have no excuses. We can't explain ourselves. There's no good explanation. We just give that shout, we kick the door down. We reframe, we think about, when we bow down, what's our life about? When we hear the shofar, what's really important in life? Where are my values? We're so stuck, we have no explanations, but we have to reframe. What's it all about? And now we're in Aseres Yemei Teshuva. We had that moment, we had the shofar, we had the bowing down. And we're supposed to be moving, changing, turning. So I want to share with you a mikveh story. But this mikveh story is found in the Rambam. And this, I think, is such an important lesson, such an important life lesson. The Rambam, the end of Hilchos Mikvos, says, besides going to the mikveh, there's another way every person can purify himself. And he says, that's by dipping yourself in the Mei Hadas, the waters of knowledge, the waters of Torah. A person can tovel his nefesh, his soul, not just dipping the body in waters. Dip your mind into the waters of the Torah. And dip your whole existence into Avodas Hashem. And the same thing one could suggest, just like when you go in the mikveh, if one pinky is out of the water, it's a no-go. When a person says, I'm going to serve Hashem, I'm going to dip in the water of Avodas Hashem, but I'm not going to put my pinky in, or I can't do this thing, I can't give up. It doesn't purify you. A person's got to jump in. Being in yeshiva, the yeshiva experience. People say, I want to be a part of it. I want to have it. I want to enjoy it. I want it to affect me. I want it to challenge me, inspire me. You got to jump all the way in. Can't leave one hand out. Can't leave one computer out. Can't leave one bedroom out. can't leave. We got to be fully engaged in the yeshiva experience, and in general in life, in Avodas Hashem. You know, I heard from Rav Asher Zelig Rubinstein, that's a big tzaddik. He says a person has 9 bedrooms in his house, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he says, Hashem, here, I'm your Eved. Take 8 bedrooms. Oh, but 1 bedroom? My den? Whatever room it may be, that's mine. No. Hashem wants that bedroom. You know why? Because that's Avdus. That's when you become an Eved Hashem. Rosh Hashanah saying, Hashem, we're yours. We're Avadim. We're at your feet. And that only happens if you could say, I'm going in the Me'adas. I'm fully engaging myself with everything that I have in the waters of the Torah and the lifestyle of the Torah. I'm full force jumping in. I want to share with everyone a present. I want to give you a present. This present is not just for Rosh Hashanah. It's not just for Aseres Me'Tshuva. It's for all year round. It's a Rashi. Rashi says Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. You know, the Gemara, famous Gemara, says the Satan gets confused. And everyone who thinks for a minute is bothered. What's he confused? He's an angel. What does it mean he's confused? So Rashi says, and Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. Tosos brings a Yerushalmi with a different pshat. It's referring to the shofar of Asad Lavo. He gets confused. It reminds him of the shofar. And the pshat is maybe it could be the shofar of Asad Lavo. We could bring the geula with the shofar. But I want to tell you what Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan say. He says, what does it mean confused? He says, when the Satan sees the Malach HaMavis, the Yitzhahara, the Satan, all the same one. When they see how much we're mechaviv mitzvos, how much we love mitzvos, how much we love Yiddishkeit, he knows, game over. He has no power. He's not mixed up. He's confounded. He can't do anything. If we love Yiddishkeit, if we're mechaviv, the Gemara says, blow shofar standing, blow shofar sitting, blow shofar davening. The Satan sees we love it. He knows we're untouchable. This is something for all year round. People are afraid. They don't want to jump in the me'adas. They don't want to jump into the waters, into the lifestyle of Torah, of Torah Hashem, because they're afraid it's not going to be good. But this is the secret. It's so good. It's so sweet. And if we only fully jump in, Rashi says, the Satan, the source of all bad in our life, he says, I can't touch you. This is the challenge for some people. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us all a certain amount of excitement, and we all have to ask ourselves, where is our passion? It's our passion. It's okay to be excited about things, but where is our main passion? Where is our main enjoyment? Is our excitement over a football team? Is our excitement over getting a promotion? It's important to live in the world. Obviously, we live in the world, but what's our main excitement? What's our main joy? Is it getting a nice esrog, shaking lulav? And if it's not, and a person has to think, how can I get excited about that? How can I feel good about that? And that's the biggest weapon. That's my present. I was so excited when I saw it. It's a challenge for our families also. When the children grow up in a house and they see there's nothing more beautiful, there's nothing more exciting, there's nothing more precious than doing mitzvos, visiting tzaddikim. Has such an effect on the household. And not just on the household, but this confounds the Malach HaMavis. He says, game over. I can't touch this guy. Let's keep this message in mind through these days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We know there's such important days every day. Not only can it do tshuva for the previous year, the previous Yom Rishon, the previous Yom Sheni, but it's the building block that the next year is built on. Let's take advantage of every moment. Try our hardest to jump in the waters fully, not to leave out a pinky, not to leave out anything. Jump in the waters of Torah Hashem, of Avodah Hashem, of a lifestyle of Torah Hashem. Jump in fully. Enjoy the mitzvahs. Let them be chaviv, like Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan say. Let it be so precious to us. Let's enjoy it. Get enjoyment out of it. And Bez Hashem will be zocheh for Gemara Chasima Tova.